This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. It is, in fact, I keep telling you, a communist takeover of the United States of America. These people are crazy. These people are extreme. These people are radical. These people are mentally unfit for office. They want to destroy the greatest country in world history. They want to destroy the middle class. They want to welcome in every illegal alien criminal in the world. It's so sick. It's beyond belief. And it happens every second of every day. There's so many stories, I can't keep up with them all. By the way, when the day comes where I agree with Mitch McConnell, and I lead off the news with what Mitch McConnell has to say, and I agree with it, man, hell is freezing over. There's something wrong, but even Mitch McConnell knows. McConnell said today, Democrats misread the election, not a mandate to turn America into Bernie Sanders' view of what America ought to be. And I agree with Mitch, although Mitch's statement indicates, of course, that Democrats won the election, but it wasn't a mandate to turn America into a communist country. What Mitch McConnell will never admit is Democrats didn't win the election, and I don't know one conservative Trump fan who believes Democrats won the election. They won nothing. They rigged it. They cheated. They stole. They stole an election that Trump won, in my opinion, by a large margin. Probably an electoral landslide and certainly a fairly wide margin in the popular vote as well. And all of us know it. There's not a Trump fan in the world that doesn't know it. So they didn't misread the election. They stole the election. Now that they've stolen the election, they don't care what anyone thinks because now they know they can do whatever they want and no one will stop them. No court stopped them. No judge stopped them. They went along with the charade. So it emboldened them to pass everything and anything they ever wanted to pass because you can't stop them. Once you've gotten away with rigging and stealing an election, that's it. You could do whatever you want, and that's what's going on. That's what Mitch doesn't understand, but he's right that this is certainly not a mandate to turn America to Bernie Sanders' communist view of America. That's one thing Mitch McConnell's right. At least part of his statement is right. He slammed the lack of bipartisanship by the Democrats as they pushed to increase taxes dramatically, by the way, end the Senate filibuster, which would be the end of America, grant statehood to Washington, D.C., so that they can have two more senators and more congressmen. This whole thing is insanity. But I predicted all of it. Remember? Every single thing that's happening, I predicted. McConnell, noting the split majority in the Senate and the narrow Democrat House majority, said on Fox News today that Democrats have misread the election. It's not a mandate to turn America into Bernie Sanders' view of what America ought to be. Here's the problem I have with Mitch McConnell. You know what Mitch McConnell really means? He means we need bipartisanship. Let's be best friends. Let's sing Kumbaya. Let me and the Democrats and Chuck Schumer get together. We'll kiss and hug each other, pat each other on the ass, and pass a bunch of bills that aren't communist, that are just D.C. swamp and deep state, and every Republican conservative that loves Trump will hate every single thing we pass, but it'll be a compromise. It'll be less than communism, but somewhere in the middle between conservatism and communism instead of just pure communism. So is that better than pure communism? Sure. In the end, does it get you anywhere? No. Because if it got you anywhere, I would love the Bushes, right? The Bushes and the McConnells of the world, and the Mitt Romneys of the world, they're certainly not communists. They themselves like to get filthy rich, by the way. But they certainly never pass anything that helps the average American, ever. The average American worker, the average American factory worker, the average American small business owner, nothing. They don't pass a damn thing that helps any one of us. So having them in office stops you short of communism, sure. Sure, it's not a radical view of the world. It's just a D.C. swamp, deep state view of the world. And it isn't much better. We don't get anything we want. But on the other hand, this is pure insanity. Here's McConnell said, so far this administration is not interested in doing anything on a bipartisan basis in the political center. See, that's the thing. I don't want the political center. The reason I vote for a Republican is to get conservative bills. I don't want the political center. But that's what Mitch McConnell wants. He thinks there should be a political center, and everything should be in the center, and everything should be compromised. And we did that many times in the past, and it didn't work. It leads to the same D.C. swamp and deep state that leads to the middle class getting slaughtered and all the jobs going to China. But it doesn't, you know, what the center isn't, it's not a sellout to China. China doesn't own the United States of America when the center's in control. And the Mexican drug cartel doesn't own America when the center's in control. So, I mean, this is so extreme and so pathetic and so absurd and so radical and so scary. And it is the end of America. So I'd almost like the center at this point. But he says, Mitch McConnell says, this administration is not interested in doing anything on a bipartisan basis in the political center. They'd be more than happy to pick off a few of our members and do what they would like to do, but there's been no effort whatsoever by the president or the administration to do anything in the political center. It's been trying to jam through everything on the hard left. You saw that on the $1.9 trillion COVID package, only 1% of which had to do with vaccines and only 9% of which had to do with health care. The rest of it was a left-wing wish list. They're now cooking up yet another package they're going to call infrastructure, but it's going to be a Trojan horse that includes massive tax increases on Americans. They're going hard left. They misread the election. It's a 50-50 Senate and a very narrow Democrat majority in the House, not a mandate to turn America into Bernie Sanders' view of what America ought to be. And yet that's what they insist on trying to do so far, he said. So, you know, look, I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell. I don't like where he wants to take America, which is to the center. I'm not interested in the center. The Republican Party is not there to be the center. It's there to be the right. And I don't agree that the election was not a mandate, because that's assuming that the election was actually an election. But it's not. It wasn't. It was a rigged election. It was a stolen election. It was a Donald Trump win, and they took away our country by stealing the election. So not only did they not have a mandate, they didn't win at all. See, he would never say that in a million years, probably because he was in on it. Mitch McConnell hates Trump and never wanted Trump to win, and at various points wanted to impeach Trump and wanted to wrap around Trump's neck the entire incident that happened on January 6th, which was a non-incident, by the way. They opened the doors and let everybody in. How's that Trump's fault? There were lots of Antifa people there causing trouble, stirring up trouble. How is that Trump's fault? Trump gave a speech, big deal. I give speeches every day, and I urge people to take back our country and to fight. Yeah, I'm not urging you to shoot someone in the head. I'm not urging you to kill a policeman. I'm not urging you to take over the Capitol. I'm not urging a riot. Sorry. The only people who urged riots were Democrats who urged on Black Lives Matter. But we have a country that's in so much trouble, and it's always exemplified for me by Las Vegas and Nevada. Because I live here and I see what goes on here. And we live in a cesspool. We live in a deep state. We live in a D.C. swamp in Nevada. And the people in charge of the Republican Party stink. And the people in charge of the Democrat Party give away our state and turn us into California, which turns us into Mexico, which turns us into a communist outpost. It's a terrible, terrible thing happening here in Nevada. And just a perfect example of what happens here doesn't stay here. It spreads all over the country. It's representative of what's happening all over the country. Democrat socialists have taken over the Democrat Party in Nevada. They thought the extreme liberals running the party weren't liberal enough. So that gives you some idea of where the entire Democrat Party is in the United States of America. And then we come to, Brian Sandoval, the former Republican governor of this state, who I believe to this day is the worst Republican governor in the history of America. He promised not to increase taxes, and then he passed the biggest tax increase in history and cheerled for it minutes after winning a landslide election, re-election. And we were never the same. And then he joined Obamacare, the first Republican governor in the nation to expand Medicare and join Obamacare. And then he gave the right to get a driver's license to every illegal, who then automatically got registered to vote, and no Republican has ever won again. That's what you get with a liberal Republican who likes the center like Mitch McConnell. And that's Brian Sandoval. And that's an example of what you get all over this country with moderate Republicans to liberal Republicans. And so today, as an example, we have that thing, that it, that thing that looks like a man with a woman's wig on it, who's the assistant, you know, the number two person in America at the Department of Health and Human Services, Rachel Levine, a transsexual, the weirdest looking weirdo in the history of American politics at a cabinet level position, and she just got confirmed by the U.S. Senate with two Republicans joining Democrats. Final vote was 52-48, so it should have been 50-50 and Kamala Harris would have broken the tiebreaker, but at least we could all say every Republican voted against this thing, this it, this strange, weird, transsexual Rachel Levine, a man who became a woman, who ran the Health and Human Services for the state of Pennsylvania, shut down the entire state, bankrupted every business person, sent all the old people to die in the nursing homes, and then took her own mother out of those same nursing homes so she wouldn't die. The first openly transgender federal official to ever win Senate confirmation in the history of America. Wow, aren't you proud? And two Republicans voted with the Democrats to pass it. It was Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. Joined all Democrats in supporting Levine. How sick. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, go screw yourselves. Let's make sure we defeat them. I don't care if I have to elect a Democrat. I will never utter your names again. Lisa M. and Susan C., you're finished. Your names will never be uttered by a Republican again, because to us, you're dead. Your political career is dead. You are thrown out of office forever. You vote for transsexuals that destroyed the state of Pennsylvania. Mentally ill people who don't know what they're doing shouldn't be the number two person at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. What a joke. And when we get back, I'll tell you about a U.S. appeals court ruling that is one of the scariest rulings in the history of America. Then I'll give you a little good news that happened in Germany today that was shocking, and the American people can learn a lesson from it. Be right back.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want.
Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root's on fire. So many crazy things going on in this country right now. You do realize my great friend Ron just sent me this. It's a fact. These things are facts. This comes from the United States government. COVID testing required to enter the United States of America effective January 26th. So this was 3 months ago. Effective January 26th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, otherwise known as the CDC, will require all air passengers 2 years of age and over entering the United States, including U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, to present a negative COVID test taken within 3 calendar days of departure or proof of recovery from the virus within the last 90 days. So you can't enter the United States if you're an American citizen without a COVID test, but if you're an illegal alien, you're waved right in across the border. Can you believe this? This is America. This is my United States of America. And then my great friend Hollis pointed something out today that's so true as well about mass murders. Every single time there's a mass murder, he said, if the murderer is white, blame white people. And if the murderer is not a white guy, blame the gun. Liberal logic 101, he said. So true. Every time it's a mass murder and a white guy does it, white people are bad. But when a black guy does it, or a Muslim does it, or a Latino does it, commits a crime of any kind, blame the gun and ban guns. So we can't win no matter what happens. When the rare crime is committed by a white person, it is a rare crime. And by the way, I love when liberals say all the mass murderers are white people. Well, first of all, it's not true. Second of all, there's very few of them. And third of all, that's about the only crimes white people do commit. It's when there are mass murderers, I admit sometimes it's a white guy gone crazy, running through his office killing people.
Okay, that's about the only crime you ever see white people commit. But all the other crimes, nobody mentions them. No liberal will ever mention them. Oh, there's other crimes. No, not really. On the streets of Chicago, there's no mass murder. There's just, you know, 50 murders every week. There's just 150 different individuals. 20 people. You know, just the entire streets of Chicago are one big mass murder. And it's all committed by people of color. That doesn't mean we're racist. That doesn't mean people of color are bad. No one's saying all people of color are bad. No one's saying that all crimes are committed by black people. No one's saying that all black people commit all crimes. None of that. But it's just incredibly hypocritical to only blame white people for the few crimes that a crazy, you know, mentally ill person commits once in a while. And never to blame anybody else for anything. In other words, I guess what I'm asking is, do white lives matter? When a guy walks into a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, and kills 10 people, and it's 10 white people, shouldn't someone be saying, do white lives matter? A Muslim killed 10 white people. Do you think maybe there were religious and racist overtones? Maybe he hates Christians? Maybe he hates white people? Maybe he hates Jews? If you look at his Facebook posts, he does. He does. And a matter of fact, if you look at his father's Facebook posts, his father hates Jews and hates Israel and hates Trump. And he hates Jews and hates Israel and hates Trump. And they both mentioned some sort of a love, an appreciation for ISIS. So you think maybe it's a terrorist attack in Boulder? Yeah, kind of. He's a mentally ill guy. I'm sure of that. I'm sure most mass murderers, by the way, are mentally ill. It always involves some degree of mental illness. But all I heard on the news last night was, oh, there was a mass murder, 10 people killed in Boulder, Colorado, and the person is mentally ill. His brother says he's mentally ill. Maybe his brother should mention that he had a hatred of Israel and Jews and Trump for loving Jews too much and loving Israel too much. And his father had the same hatred. Maybe he should have mentioned that. The sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI, short for Asset Strategies International. The solution for all the problems going on in America today, the bankruptcy of America, the communist takeover of America, the insanity in the courts in America, all of that, the solution is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year, but that's great news for you and me, because that means you can buy more. Buy low and sell high, baby. I'm glad it's down for the year. I'll take all I can get. But gold won't be down for long. At least that's my opinion. The U.S. dollar is weakening. Got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt, add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus, and trillions in infrastructure spending, and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal, and gold and silver may be your only salvation. Call ASI today, Asset Strategies International. They'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We'll be right back.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaruth, the Warriors with you. The Ruth, the Ruth, the Roots on Fire. Dr. V.A. Shiva is our guest. He's an entrepreneur, holds 4 degrees. How's that for a cool thing to put on your business card? He invented email, former U.S. Senate candidate in Massachusetts. I thought it was Al Gore who invented the Internet, but you really did invent email. Is that the deal, Dr. Shiva?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think the interesting thing is that, you know, whenever I share the truth about the invention of email, they always bring up the idiot Al Gore. The guy didn't invent anything. But I actually created email, the system. You know, we're not talking about electronic messaging. We're talking about the system as we all know it today. You know, the inbox, outbox, folders. Remember the old-fashioned interoffice mail system, Wayne?
Yes.
I was a guy, a 14-year-old kid growing up in Newark, New Jersey, New Jersey, who converted that system to the electronic version, and I named it email. And I went on, wrote 50,000 lines of code, captured every feature long before I came to MIT, and I received the first U.S. copyright recognizing me as the inventor of email. In 1982, you know, that was a time when patents weren't accepted for software. Yeah, so I did invent email, period. That's the truth.
And you did this before you got to MIT? How young were you when you invented email?
I was 14 years old. And the interesting thing is, look, I was one of those kids, you have to understand, I came from India. I grew up in India as a 7-year-old kid. I came to the United States. And for me, it was a huge opportunity to come to the United States. You see, I grew up in India as a low caste. I don't know if you know, India has a caste system. And
yes, of course.
I grew up in India in a caste system environment. And the fact that my parents even made it out of there was one out of a trillion. And so the fact that we came to the United States, I grew up in the working class town of New Jersey. So for me, it was a huge opportunity. So I worked my butt off when I was smart, but I worked my butt off because I really recognized how much America had to offer. So by the time I was 14, I finished up calculus. You know, and I wasn't just a nerd. I was a star pitcher. I played center half one of the leading division teams in New Jersey. So by the time I was 14, I started working as a full-time research fellow at Rutgers Medical School in Newark, New Jersey. I'd gone to the summer before to NYU in a deep computer science program. So I was working as a full-time researcher while finishing up high school. And in that environment, Wayne, I had the opportunity because of a loving family, a great mentor, and some, in those days, good public school teachers. They allowed me to go to Newark and work, and I was given a challenge to convert that old-fashioned interoffice mail system. You know, every secretary had the inbox, outbox. Remember this? They'd write a thing called a memo with the typewriter. They put it in
yes.
the interoffice
yes.
envelope.
That's funny.
That was a social media before social media. And I was asked to convert that entire system to the electronic form, and that's what I did as a 14-year-old kid. Wrote all the code, it was used all over the university. In fact, when I came to MIT, the front page of MIT highlighted 3 kids who had done something of note, and I was one of those 3 out of the 1,040 kids who came in that year for inventing email. Now, I forgot about it, meaning I was brought up to be a humble Indian kid, but 33 years later, on November 11, 2011, my dear mom was dying of a horrible disease. She had 3 months left to live in a suitcase. She had saved all those artifacts. The technology editor at Time Magazine, Doug Ammett, by the way, the only journalist, the honest journalist, who went through the whole thing, and he wrote a feature article called The Man Who Invented Email. 3 months later, the Smithsonian honored me where they received all the materials and went into the Smithsonian. And it was unfortunate because a Washington Post reporter wrote a great article saying Shiva Idri honors the inventor of email. But the liberal elite racist, still on Wikipedia, who think they can rewrite history, were so unfortunately pissed off that they had already thought they'd written the history of email, that it came out of the military industrial complex, that this was like a new skull was found in Africa, that they did everything to smash the truth, you know, wrote all sorts of libelous articles. And, you know, I won a major lawsuit against Gawker Media. 3 defamatory articles were removed. But the fact is, email was not invented at MIT. It wasn't invented by the elite. It was invented by a 14-year-old American kid in Newark, New Jersey. And this, the truth about the invention of email, Wayne, is extremely important to every human being on the planet, because what it shows is the elites try to convince us that we must go kill people, we must go to war, fight all sorts of ridiculous wars, and then you get innovation. And what I showed was that, no, great innovations have always come from civilians solving civilian problems. I was trying to help these secretaries go from the typewriter to the keyboard. By the way, the military-industrial complex guys, the nerds, thought the secretaries would be unable to do that. And that's all written in a RAND Corporation document. But, by the way, a 14-year-old kid is the one who invented TV, Philo Farnsworth. It took him 60 years to get credit. But the reality is the elites think, oh, you go to Harvard and you drop out, that's cool, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg. And today what we have is we have mediocre, we don't really have any big innovations. I mean, you go look at the batteries that Elon Musk is creating, there's no innovation. There's a bunch of Duracells in there, okay? So we have choked innovation worldwide because we said, you must look like this, act like this, feel like this, and then you're an innovator. You must look like a crazy nerd. You must, you know, look like you've never eaten before or look debilitated, and then you're allowed to innovate, or you must go to MIT or these institutions. The problem they have with me is I did the invention of email before I came to MIT, and I did many other inventions after I came to MIT. So I can see the perspective on both sides. But the invention of email was done by me, and the unfortunate thing is, why is there even any controversy? You see, there is no controversy. Wrote the code, named it email, and got the first U.S. copyright, officially recognized me as the inventor of email. So anyone listening, don't give a penny to Wikipedia. These people are absolute, they're the racists. They're the liberal racists. And the biggest racists are the liberal elites in academia.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I went to Columbia University, and my daughter was homeschooled, and she went to Harvard and graduated Phi Beta Kappa at the top of Harvard. And so I know a thing or two about Ivy League schools, and they're all filled with communists. And I, you know, let me ask you this question.
Let's get the term right. It's not communist. It's fascist. You see, the word communist and socialist gets thrown around in a wrong way because the real world word is fascist. Let me explain the difference. Fascism is when the government becomes one with the institutions of power, be it corporations, be it universities, et cetera. That's what we're seeing happen today. You see, one of the things when we talk about our Truth for an Health Warrior movement, what's happened in the United States or globally is in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, Wayne, the American working class rose up. If you remember the 1900s, blacks, whites, people of all backgrounds. And that's why the Republicans and Democrats were forced to give the 8-hour workday, you know, eliminate child labor, right? We had sanitation. We had, you know, all those amazing things that came out in the midst of the Depression. And that's what brought down infectious disease rate. It wasn't, you know, what the inoculation with the measles stuff in 1963. Most of the advancement of anything we have today came from the struggle of the bottoms-up working class movement. And that's what gave rise to the biggest advancement of the American pie. Starting in 1945, 1970, you saw growth of the American pie for all income groups as GDP grew. However, starting in the 50s, the so-called right wing, anytime working people said, oh, we're going to organize our bottoms-up movement, oh, you're a communist. And therefore, the left wing took advantage of that and organized top-down unions. But we got to be very careful because when they use that word, it's basically the right telling working people, you can't build a bottoms-up movement, and it signals the left to shove everyone into top-down unions. So starting in 1971, the union bosses basically destroyed the working class movement in this country. So it's fascism. That's what we have. It's fascism. We should use the word fascism because when they use the signaling word Marxist, communist, socialist, Engels said that the worst people in the world were Marxists. Okay? So we should be careful. The real issue here is fascism. We saw that in my own election issue here. It was a government of Massachusetts who contacted Twitter to shut me down. We have government and big corporations are becoming one. And that is fascism.
Got it. Listen, the reason I mentioned Marxism and communism is because when I went to Columbia, all my classmates bragged that they were communists, right? I mean, they loved to hate America. They loved Cuba. They loved the Soviet Union. They loved East Germany. They loved what we have in Venezuela today. So I get it. Believe me. I get every word you're saying. Believe me. I get it.
By the way, all those countries treat their working people like dirt, right? They
Correct.
Don't treat their working people like human beings. You know, the Soviet Union is capital C communism. You know, they're state capitalists. They basically were the state party has fused with the, you know, with the so-called private corporation. Same with China. And that's what the Castro brothers did in Cuba.
All right, so we haven't even gotten to the topic I want to get to because you're such a fascinating guy, and we've had a great talk about communism and fascism and the invention of the Internet, which, by the way, you are the great American dream.
Email.
I'm back in the Al Gore territory, right? Email, the invention of email. You're the great American dream story. Congratulations, because it's a beautiful story, and I love it. And it proves, by the way, that legal immigration is a wonderful thing. I'm just against illegal immigration. But legal immigrants make the greatest contribution to our country. You know, God bless him. But I want to talk about COVID, and we're running out of time, so I'm hoping you could stay for one more segment. Can I grab you till the top of the hour?
Yeah. And I think I really want to talk to you, Wayne. When we come back, let's really talk about the real issue here. It's really about not pro or anti-vax. It's really about boosting immunity, and we'll talk about that. And I'll give you my perspective as a systems biologist.
All right, so I like that, boosting the immune system. We don't have to talk about vaccines. I want to talk about boosting the immune system, but I also want to talk about lockdowns, because I think lockdowns were hands down the biggest mistake maybe in world history. There's never been a bigger mistake when you shut everyone's business down. I want to get your thoughts on that. How does it stop COVID? And the answer is it doesn't. To my naked eye, it appears every state that locked down most strictly automatically had more COVID, more hospitalizations, more deaths, and they put everyone into bankruptcy and closed every restaurant and destroyed people's lives. And the people that stayed open, like Florida and a little bit Texas and South Dakota and countries like Sweden, did much better without lockdowns, and people were less sick, too. Let's talk about that when we get back. Dr. V.A. Shiva, who literally did invent email, former U.S. Senate candidate in Massachusetts, 4 degrees from MIT. We got a certified brilliant genius on our show. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show is sponsored by my book, Trump Rules, the book by Wayne Allen Root. Yours truly. Trump Rules is not a political book. It is the winner's guide to business and personal success. It's a self-help book. It's the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that empowered his life, and I think you can use to empower yours. I know you can because I use them to change my life, and I followed Donald Trump since I was an 18-year-old freshman in college at Columbia University in 1979, and he was the king of New York building skyscrapers. And I followed him, and I studied him, and I modeled him, and it changed my life. And I've got the life of my dreams because of Donald Trump and the Trump Rules. I thought I would put them in book form and show them to everybody. And hopefully you can model the Trump Rules as well. Just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. Our guest is back with us, Dr. V.A. Shiva, entrepreneur, holds 4 degrees from MIT, invented email, literally was the inventor of email, former U.S. Senate candidate in Massachusetts. Dr. Shiva, tell us the truth about COVID-19. What is your real feeling about COVID?
Well, look, in March of 2020, if you remember, I was the first one to put out a very powerful tweet that went out to, I think, about 20 million people. And the tweet said that I believe this will go down in history as one of the biggest fear-mongering hoaxes intended to suppress dissent, destroy economies, and push mandated medicine. I don't know if you remember that. And I called out Fauci immediately because as a MIT-trained systems biologist, my PhD is in the field called biological engineering. You know, in November of 2019, I was invited to deliver what's called a prestige lecture. And, you know, in science, when you get invited to talk, it's different than you go into a conference, Wayne. And in that lecture, I basically shared the modern theory of the immune system, showing that the old theory of the immune system, which was basically saying, well, there's only two boxes in the immune system, two gears. One is your innate immune system, which is all the stuff in your eyes, your throat, and your ears, that when a virus comes to you, this thing goes and chomps it up, okay? And then after that, attempting to chomp it up, it gives it over to your adaptive immune system, which creates antibodies. So the old model of the immune system actually dates back to 1915, Wayne. And so when John Kennedy signed the National Vaccination Act, he was basing it on a 60-year-old science. And by 1986, if you remember, a lot of people were being injured. So then instead of getting rid of that act, his other brother, the dope Ted Kennedy, helped Big Pharma, and they passed the National Vaccine Injury Program. And what that did was it actually protected pharma and gave them an open avenue to do whatever the hell they wanted.
Gave them immunity, right? Immunity.
It gave them immunity. You couldn't sue them in federal court. You had to take it to a vaccine court. And since then, the other guy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., presents himself, he's part of the controlled opposition, as though he's against all of this. What did he do? He says he wants safe vaccines. He endorsed Hillary Clinton 3 times, who took money from Gavi, okay, and who took money from Monsanto. So here's running around. And by the way, if you actually listen to what he says, he's pro-vax, he's pro-this, he says he vaccinated all his kids, and then he wants safe vaccine, okay? The real issue is not pro or anti-vaccine. The real issue is we need to focus on boosting immunity, because when you look at the complexity of the immune system, Wayne, it is not just about bringing up antibodies. So think about your immune system like going to an orchestra, Wayne. There's the oboe, there's the violin, there's a horn section, there's the drums, all of this, right? And when you get hit in a natural way by some virus or some fungi or some pathogen bacteria, your entire orchestra plays, not only the innate system, but there's another system called the interferon system, which is what I studied for my PhD work. That system turns on like thousands of genes, Wayne. So there are people who are asymptomatic, don't have any antibodies, and they're absolutely fine. They've gotten these flus or viruses because the interferon system, it's like it's the kettle drums and it's the horn section. That turns on interferons, which activate what are called natural killer cells, which blow up the infected cell. You see, the body is not just antibody. We got to move beyond that. So all you see in antibodies. And as long as you say that for one solution, for one wrong, you know, reduction of solution, you'll only have one solution. The nature is much more complex. This is why everything I've been pounding on, it's beyond vax and anti-vax. And you know, it's like WWE wrestling. They want us to be in this dialectic. Meanwhile, if they spend as much time talking about vaccines and masks as they did about, hey, what about vitamin D3? Hey, what about vitamin A? What about eating the green leafy vegetables? What about building community? Because when you hang out with friends and you have love in your life and security, your body creates antimicrobials. It reduces anti-inflammatory.
Agreed. Love it.
You know, so in March, I wrote to Trump. I said, look, do not lock down the economy. Those people are truly immunocompromised. Fine, quarantine them. The rest of us, I gave a protocol, vitamin D3, A, iodine, quercetin, et cetera. You know, Marla Maples delivered that right to his deputy secretary of domestic policy. I had a long conversation with him. I said, you need to get rid of this guy, Fauci, okay?
You were right, and I was right. We were right. I know. And they didn't listen.
Yeah, he didn't listen.
I love Trump, but he didn't listen. And he's Mr. Vaccine.
Well,
he thinks everything's about vaccine.
The reason Trump didn't listen was he was surrounded by idiots. He was surrounded by opportunists. I mean, you know, Jared Kushner, frankly, was running the White House. Let's be honest here, okay? He had this kid who got into Harvard because his father gave $2.5 million there. He ran slums here in Somerville. That's who was running there. So no matter all the Trumpism, it's almost like that Trump didn't behave like Trump. But that's, you know, I gave him money, you gave him money, we supported him. But at the end of the day, you know, with all the talk, at the end of the day, look at where we are today. In the midst of his administration, $6.2 trillion was printed.
Hey, Dr. Shiva, the music's on. We're up against a heartbreak. It's time for the news. We got to run. Dr. V.A. Shiva, great interview. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
63.